A joint meeting of the Doyle Business Committee and the Shannon Parliamentary Procedures Committee has been held today to discuss the concerns raised by President Michael D. Higgins about the volume of complex legislation he's been asked to consider in short periods of time. He says that since the beginning of July, he's been asked to consider 19 separate bills. 9 were presented on one day, and that the legislation was required to be considered and signed in the same 7-day period. Labour TD Duncan Smith is one of those attending this joint meeting. He joins us now. Deputy Smith, thanks for talking to us. What, from what you understand, are the President's concerns in relation to this?
Well, I think they're the same concerns that have been reflected by myself and many others in opposition over the last number of months, in that we are increasingly dealing with a congested legislative timetable with very little time to debate legislation, to put amendments forward for legislation, and it's leading to these really quite appalling and poor standards of parliamentary debate on particularly Wednesday evenings before the Dáil votes. And I think it's very interesting and validating that at the end part of this legislative process, the President who signs these bills into law is feeling the exact same pressures that we're feeling.
So what are this joint meeting of the Doyle Business Committee and the Shannon Parliamentary Procedures Committee, what is it considering and what might it propose to try to deal with this?
Well, it's considering, it's a one-item agenda considering the letter from Anuvhron, Michael D. Higgins alone. And it's an unprecedented meeting. We haven't had a joint meeting like this before. I don't imagine that we'll be able to solve all the problems that we are experiencing at this one meeting, but it should serve as a start point to make sure that we are in much better shape when we come back in September. Because what we've experienced in the last number of weeks, for anyone who's watched in on the Dáil debates in particular, is it does not reflect well on our legislature, on our parliament whatsoever. So this really, I think, has been a wake-up call to the government and to the whips department of the government, because they're the ones that drive the agenda, that drive the Dáil schedule, that something needs to change and change drastically.
To what extent might this be a consequence of the arrangements that have arisen as a result of the pandemic, moving the sittings between the convention centre and the Dáil chamber, and the effect that that's had on the conduct of Dáil business?
No, I don't think that's had an effect, and I think that would be a fig leaf if that's used as an excuse by government here. I think the opposition have been very conciliatory and compromising in relation to any legislation that has been emergency in relation to the COVID pandemic. But what we're talking about here is housing legislation, we're talking about climate change legislation, planning legislation, legislation from the Department of Justice. You know, we have been in the Convention Centre since last autumn. We have been given the facility for which to have the debate, any debates, for as long as we need. We have the space, we have the facilities to do that. So that is not an excuse. The pandemic is not an excuse. Exceptional arrangements were put in place for our Parliament to continue to debate and be able to legislate for the pandemic and for everything else that needs to be legislated for in our country, for which there are many issues. So there really is no excuse for what we've been seeing over the last number of months. Right. And it really has to change. For myself, as a first-time TD, to come in and to see the Parliament operate in such a way, it's not a good training or apprenticeship for any new TD. And speaking to more experienced members, they're saying that this is, you know, this is something that they've never experienced in all their years. Right. There was much more stringent rules. There was much more time to debate. And all those principles should still exist
Very
in
good.
Our
Duncan,
Parliament.
Duncan Smith, time has caught up on us. We leave it there. Thank you for talking to us.